Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On today's episode, Bob and I talk about taking a look inside, really taking stock of where we are colon-wise. And I mean that very literally. He's getting a colonoscopy. So we talk about that. Enjoy. No, I'm looking forward to that. I need to get one.
You are looking forward, yeah?
Yeah. That's clean me out, then take a really good nap.
Well, that's happening to me next Thursday and Friday.
Didn't you already have one?
No, I got one coming.
Thursday and Friday? Do you want to live stream it?
No.
No? Do you want to live tweet it? Do you want to just like every couple of minutes just give us an update on what's going on?
You know, I was actually present, but during the first filmed birth at Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Yeah.
And it was such a fiasco because legal was going crazy just to make sure that if something went wrong during this live birth, and it was being streamed. It was a cesarean section, and it was being exactly. It was like very new to this was like in 94, 95.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it was not there wasn't even that much internet going on out there back then, but people were interested, but there were ethical concerns and questions on both sides.
And now it's a whole thing on category on OnlyFans.
Oh my god. So guess what? Yeah, now we know where all the fetishes are. But no, I'm not filming anything related to this. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to encourage our listeners to get a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about colon.
What is it, every 6 months?
Every 10 years.
What?
But yeah, after the age of 50.
Mm.
Yeah, so 50, like you get it at 50, and then 10 years. It seems like a long time. Yeah, I think so too.
A lot of stuff can happen in 10 years.
Right? But that's what they recommend is frequency. And they don't want to over measure. And you don't do stuff like Cologuard and think that you're going to be okay because Cologuard detects cancer. So yeah, if you have cancer, well, it detects it, but you want to get it before it's actually cancer. Yeah. And that's when it's polyps. And I have lovely polyps. I know that because after my first colonoscopy, it was
lovely polyps.
Lovely polyps. That would be a good band name.
That would be a good band name.
I agree. So I'm going to have to go into that whole experience. And it really is... Based on my first experience, the evacuation process at the start, it's rather vivid and rather violent.
Yeah.
It just, you can't be too far from a facility.
No.
Or you're going to have a problem. So that's why I'll be locked up in this house no more than 20 feet from a toilet. And I'll work that out. And then I'll be feeling good and slim. And I'll probably be weighing myself every couple hours then because
I'll
probably at my lightest.
You can reset your food.
Yeah.
You can reset your intake. You can reset all that stuff. Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's only 48 hours.
Yeah, but
really
it does.
Kind of without stuff,
but you take everything out of yourself as well, which is you don't do that often.
I know, but to do a real reset, I think it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you gotta
change. Yeah, change habits too. But I get it. So, but I consider a reset once I have someone take a look and say, "Hey, I don't see anything that scary in there."
Okay.
Hey, friends, it's Bob. Although I'm not really looking forward to getting a colonoscopy in a few days, I'm getting one because I know this diagnostic procedure saves lives. It's that ounce of prevention they were talking about. Enough said. I don't want to be preachy, but Nick and I want you alive and well, mainly because we want you to keep listening. So get to those annual doctor appointments and dentist appointments and therapy sessions. Take care of that mind, body, and spirit, and we'll catch you tomorrow.